Legendary golfer Arnold Palmer passed away at the age of 87 last week. He'll be honored at a public memorial service in his native Pennsylvania tomorrow. There, Palmer is a larger-than-life hero. But his presence in Georgia was huge as well. 4 of the 7 major championships he won in his career happened in Augusta at the Masters Tournament. And it was at the Masters that Arnold Palmer helped develop a new role for athletes in America, and that is sports celebrity. Sports writer Scott Michaud of the Augusta Chronicle wrote about this in a recent article, and he joins us now. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Celeste.
You know, one of the things I keep hearing over and over as people describe Arnold Palmer is they often refer to him as the son of a groundskeeper. Why was that particularly significant for Arnold Palmer?
What's significant about it is it made him sort of a player for the people. He wasn't the son of a country club member. He didn't grow up as a member at a club. He grew up working on the staff, and he grew up on the property and being around golf, but not being in golf as we know it as a country club sport. So it's a big deal for the average golf fan. It brought in a whole new level of golf fan to watch this sport because he was felt like he was one of them. He wasn't somebody else.
So I want to ask you what made Arnold Palmer so different from other successful golfers, but let's hear this comment first from ESPN personality Tony Kornheiser. He's talking about Palmer's legacy.
I think he's Babe Ruth. I think he's the most important person in his sports. You could argue very easily that Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods are more accomplished in terms yes. of golf. And even you could look at Tiger Woods with the amount of people he has brought into golf and say that he has elevated golf in ways that other people haven't, but not as much as Palmer.
Would you agree with that? And what does that mean, that Arnold Palmer elevated golf more than others?
Well, Arnold Palmer is, you can quantify that he's not the greatest golfer who ever lived. Jack won many more majors. Sam Snead won more tournaments. So many golfers have been put on a higher pedestal in terms of their accomplishments in the game. But what Arnold did was he made golf into what it is today. Before Arnold came along, I mean, golf was not on television. He shows up at Augusta National and wins the Masters, and it's on television, and he was a magnetic personality. People were drawn to him. There was something about him that was different. While he might not have been the greatest, he was always the most beloved golfer out there. And that changed golf forever. I mean, it made people look at it differently. It made people want to watch television because you wanted to see what he was going to do. He won spectacularly, and he lost spectacularly, and he was so emotive out there on the golf course when he did it. Everything was on his sleeves. You never knew, that what Arnold Palmer you always knew what Arnold Palmer was thinking. He never hid anything. So I think people were drawn to that, and it made golf into a spectacle that it hadn't ever been before.
Okay, so let's hear this comment from CBS broadcaster Jim Nance, remembering Palmer during his life after retirement.
His golf career's been over for a long time, and it'll always live on as a legendary career. But Arnold Palmer, the man, and how you treat people, that will live forever.
And Scott, this is something that you have written about, not only internationally, but specifically in how Arnold Palmer, the man, and the way he behaved changed the Masters and changed Augusta. What does that mean?
Well, he had a special quality about him in that Arnold would go around, he would hear people talk and say things to him, and he would acknowledge that. He would sign every autograph, and he would sign it with a perfect signature. I mean, maybe the greatest signature since John Hancock, the most recognizable. He always felt that it was important to represent yourself in a way that people could identify with, but he also did it in a mannerly fashion. He's the one who teaches everybody to take your hat off when you go into a clubhouse. He's the one who just sort of did everything the right way, and people appreciated that out of him. And he was just a special character in that sense. And he also didn't play favorites. He hung out with presidents and celebrities, but he was also great to reporters and people at small town newspapers and big city newspapers alike. He did not differentiate. And that's what made him such a special character in the media and so beloved by the media that when he exited the U.S. Open stage at Oakmont, in 1994, and he couldn't even speak. He couldn't get the words out because he was so emotional that he got a standing ovation from everybody in the room, and you don't see that very often.
My guest is sports writer Scott Michaud. We're talking about the life and career of golfer Arnold Palmer, who died last week. So, Scott, you had opportunities to interview him.
I did, and on many occasions. We used to go down to Bay Hill every year as we prepared for the Masters, and it was funny whenever, you know, somebody from the Augusta Chronicle, my colleague David Weston, who had been covering that tournament for 30 years, and I, whenever we showed up, Arnie treated us like we were family because Augusta was a very important place for him. He was not only a four-time Masters champion, but he was also the first pro to become a member at the club there. So he was always very good to us and treated us well and would give you stories that he wouldn't give anybody else sometimes. And you always appreciate that out of somebody.
And Bay Hill is the private golf resort near Orlando where they host the Arnold Palmer Invitational. That when you say Bay Hill, that people outside of golf may not understand what that refers to. One of the things that you also write about is his life as a sports celebrity. And we have to think back to the age in which Arnold Palmer retired. And there weren't a whole lot of sports celebrities, but he probably far exceeded his earnings from golf during his time. I guess on and ads and celebrity appearances. Here's one of his many commercial endorsements. It's a Pennzoil ad from the 1970s.
Nobody has to sell me on keeping in shape. I guess that's why I've always been sold on Pennzoil protection. Pennzoil helps keep the equipment in shape, and believe me, I'm a guy who believes in taking care of the old equipment.
So what made Arnold Palmer a successful sports celebrity?
Well, again, this goes to his personality. People just, he was so magnetic. People were just drawn to him, and he would sell anything. He sold things from Pennzoil to bathrobes to lemonade and iced tea, which, of course, is named after him. And Arnold made a handshake agreement with Mark McCormick that basically founded IMG, the world's largest sports agency. And to that point, there wasn't such a thing as celebrity marketing of athletes. There were huge stars like Babe Ruth, but Arnold Palmer took it to a whole nother level and became a celebrity endorser. And that created an entire industry that grew around it. And today, all these guys who have these massive endorsement contracts, you know, probably owe some residuals to Arnold Palmer for that. And guys have said that over the years. I mean, up till the day he died, he was making $40 million a year being Arnold Palmer. And, you know, it's really hard for an athlete to do that 30 years beyond their competitive days.
Yeah, so since you mentioned the iced tea, here is a clip from Palmer talking about the tea for ESPN. He's talking about an order he gave at a diner, and that eventually became what we know of as the owner Arnold Palmer.
I want an iced tea, but I want about a third or a quarter of it in lemonade. All of a sudden, the waitress went over to another table, and the lady at the table said, "I want an Arnold Palmer." Well, all of us turned our head. We thought, what is she talking about? From that day on, it spread like wildfire.
Now, I worked at a country club when I was getting my master's degree, and at that point, we made Arnold Palmer's half and half, half lemonade and half iced tea. I don't know how you drink it, Scott, but if you want to talk about a change in Augusta, there's almost nobody that goes to the Masters tournament and doesn't drink at least one Arnold Palmer, right?
I'm sure there are many, and he was very specific about how he wanted that ratio of iced tea to lemonade. He didn't like it at his clubs when they made it too much lemonade. He thought the lemonade was supposed to enhance the iced tea and not overwhelm it.
Okay, so then let's get back to something more serious. And I wanted to talk about one thing that many people refer to, at least athletes, when they're talking about Arnold Palmer. And that's the way he encouraged other young athletes. So here he is talking about the future of golf in an interview from last year.
I hear people say golf is falling. I don't think it is. I think it's just pausing right now And I think that we will see these young people that are coming along will make a great difference in the game of golf in the years to come.
How do other athletes remember Arnold Palmer? What do they say he's done?
Well, I'll tell you that there's not a golfer, male or female, in the world who's won a professional golf tournament that hasn't gotten a handwritten note from Arnold Palmer congratulating for that. He always felt that it is his responsibility to help nurture this class of a new class of golfer in the world and to teach them how to do things the right way. So, I mean, I think everyone who certainly goes down to play in the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando goes there out of respect for him and what he meant to their careers, bringing them along. He always invited amateurs to participate in his event, just like Augusta National invites amateurs to participate in the Masters, because he felt building the game from the ground up was a very important thing to do. And again, it goes back to being the son of a greenskeeper. You know, he wanted everybody to have a place in golf and to find out whatever golf could bring into their lives. And he's encouraged that throughout his whole life.
So, I mean, as a sports writer, you write about a lot of different athletes. You see the rise and fall of a number of great prospects. You see a very tiny few of them rise to the very top echelons of any athletic field. What, I mean, we've talked a lot about his personality, but was there something else? What separated Arnold Palmer from the rest of the field when he played?
It was his will to win. I mean, nobody could ever question that Arnold Palmer wanted to win an event because of the way he attacked a golf course. He would just lash. That swing of his, it looks almost like a hockey swing sometimes. He would take a huge lash at the golf ball and just take on every pin on the course, whether it ended up in a spectacular shot or a spectacular failure. He went at it the same way every time. And I think that's kind of the thing you see with Phil Mickelson in golf today. But few people, some people tend to be more protective and just try to hold their place and not get too far off the lead. Whereas Arnold Palmer always wanted to win, and that was primary. And finishing second didn't matter to more than finishing 10th. So he would always attack the golf course, and people loved watching him play like that because, you know, everybody says he would hitch up his pants and get going, and that's when you knew, here it comes. Here comes Arnold Palmer's charge.
So, I mean, Phil Mickelson is 46 years old, so although he's not old yet, he is among the higher ages of professional golfers at this point. Do you agree with those who've said that Arnold Palmer represents an era in golf which is over, which is sort of aging out of the sport?
Well, I hope not. I hope his era isn't gone. I mean, I know sports has changed and celebrity has changed and you know, people can't get as close to their sporting heroes as they did in the day when Arnold reigned as the king. But I would hope that you know, what he brought to the game would still stand up forever, and people would always aspire to try to represent themselves and represent their sport in the same way that Arnold Palmer did.
So, Scott Michaud, you've written for the Augusta Chronicle for how long?
I've been there since 2001.
Okay, so a good long time. What does the loss of Arnold Palmer mean to Augusta, not his hometown, and not a place where he's played golf in a very long time?
Well, it'll be a heartbreaking moment on Thursday morning of the Masters in April when we all go to the first tee to see Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player tee off without Arnold Palmer. He didn't hit a tee shot last year, but he was there, and people just showed up to see him. For years, that's what we've been doing. We've always liked following him around the golf course just to see him hitting the ball. It didn't matter if he shot 89. We wanted to see Arnold Palmer in the flesh and be there. So it's going to be a massive loss when we all show up in April and he's not at the Champions Dinner and he's not wearing a green jacket and standing under the tree and talking to people and holding court. It's not going to feel like the Masters in some ways next year without him there.
We got this tweet from Terry Anilowitz, who, again, I'm probably masquerading her name, but says, fun fact, Chick-fil-A has an off-menu drink called Skinny Palmer. It's half unsweet tea, half diet lemonade, and it is thumbs up. Scott, do you drink Arnold Palmer's?
I have had Arnold Palmer's, and I went to Latrobe Country Club during the U.S. Open this year at Oakmont and had what you call a hard Arnie there. And that's what that was Arnie's favorite in the later years, where you put a little Kettle One in it as well.
So, Kettle One vodka?
Vodka. That would be known as a hard Arnie. So yeah, I love it. I love a good Arnold Palmer. I get it in a can, or you just make it by yourself.
And what would you think would be the best way for Augusta and the Masters to memorialize Arnold Palmer? Have you thought about that?
Well, they've memorialized him in so many different ways already. There's a water fountain on site, and I think Arnold Palmer's legacy will stand up. But I know it's going to be a special and very emotional scene when Chairman Billy Payne gets up and says something to say goodbye in some way to Arnold Palmer on Thursday morning when the Masters starts. They're not going to put any statues, and they don't have any other structures to name right now for him.
Yeah.
But Arnold Palmer's legacy will always be around Augusta.
That is Scott Michaud, sports writer for the Augusta Chronicle. You'll find a link to Scott's article about Palmer at gppnews.org. Scott, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.
A public memorial for Palmer will be held today in his hometown of Latrobe, Pennsylvania. He was 87 years old.